Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. If you ever wanted to know what we do during the week, check us out, yes, on Twitter, twitter.com/waitwait. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Susan from Yuma.
From Yuma, yes. Arizona?
Yes.
What are people from Yuma called?
Humans.
That's
humans?
What I figured, yeah. I figured that's what it must be.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. Carl Castle, Susan, is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Here is your first limerick.
My poodle's considered quite posh, and yet through the mud he will slosh. To get my mutt clean, I've got this machine. It's my new automatic dog.
Wash.
Right. Thanks to a French inventor, you'll soon be able to simply chuck your filthy pooch in the Dog-O-Matic dog washer. Based on car wash technology, the Dog-O-Matic looks like a large metal box with a glass front. You simply pop your doggy inside, select the dog's size, and wash cycle and enjoy, because the glass seal will keep you from hearing your faithful pet cursing you to hell. And despite what your dog may tell you, the inventor insists that the Dog-O-Matic is humane. Quote, it doesn't take too long to wash the dog, usually a few minutes. The longest part is the drying. The dogs don't seem to get bored. They just sit there and they come out clean. They don't get bored. They do come out, however, with a newly acquired taste for your blood, though. So.
And they really don't like the waxing cycle very much.
All right, very good. Here is your next limerick, Susan.
Do techie folk dance cheek to cheek? Click here if you're socially meek. Is there romance in nerds? Let your voices be heard. Then we'll know the best lovers are...
Geek?
Geek, yes! Yes, indeed. Huh. Want a skilled, thoughtful, caring lover? Find a geek. This conclusion, which will come as no surprise to geeks and those who love us, comes from a survey on a PlayStation 3 website, so you know it's unbiased.
They're still tabulating the one at the Babylon 5 chat group.
Yeah. According to the survey of 2,000 respondents, the geekier the person, tech workers scored the highest, the more likely they were to put their partner's sexual needs ahead of their own, although this is not clear if this is because of empathy or desperate gratitude. The study was limited to respondents who were in a stable relationship, but the site was forced to disqualify hundreds of applicants because living with mom for 40 years does not count as a stable relationship.
Hey!
What's that spot?
Yeah, my dog doesn't want the doggy wash.
All right.
Peter, I think it wants us to follow him.
Yeah, okay. All right, Susan. Here is your last limerick.
Among ducks, the opinion does totter if best showers are cooler or hotter. But their minds are quite set that they like things quite wet. Yes, ducks, it appears, do like...
water.
Right. Very good. Brace yourselves, America. A 3-year-long study from the University of Oxford has revealed the shocking news that ducks like water. This revelation was met with outrage from farmers and know-it-all groups claiming they could have saved Oxford the £300,000 that's spent on the study. Oxford defended itself, saying the study has revealed many more new facts about ducks. For example, water tends to beat up and roll right off of their backs. Next up for Oxford, an inquiry into the religious preference of the Pope.
And I thought you were going with the Bears.
I know. Bears. Everybody thought we were going to go with the Bears.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Susan do in our quiz?
Susan was perfect, Peter. 3 correct answers, so she wins our prize.
Well done.